news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Yep. Got all that on the way. Dr. Bill's forecast coming up in just a second. It is 50 now. Let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic first on Mobile Mornings.
For the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, we've got a disabled vehicle, Al Dot truck on the bayway there, right-hand side. Westbound lanes 510, a quarter mile just after exit 35, so be careful as you're traveling in. No accidents now. It's pretty foggy in Fairhope if you're traveling in that area, so keep that in mind. Make sure you've got your low beams on. Veteran-owned Stone Arms Inc., home of the $10 transfer fee at 10160 Airport Boulevard, a quarter mile west of Snow Road, with military, veterans, and first responders getting 5% discount on everything in the store. See them at StoneArmsInc.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy today. Look for temperatures in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy and warmer, with highs near 80 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
708 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings Friday style. Glad to have you here. Segment of the show brought to you by C Spire. What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? One company to handle security, cloud, internet, and more. Introducing the new C Spire Business, the industry's first full-stacked managed solution provider with over 500 service professionals, over 8,700 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud system in the entire world. With everything in a single managed IT portfolio, the result is a faster, more secure way to do business. From desktop to data center, C Spire Business will meet you wherever you are and take on your biggest business technology challenges. Learn more at cspire.com/business. C Spire, customer inspired. 708, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Great news for Lee County as businesses impacted by the March 3rd tornadoes are getting a bit of relief beginning next Monday. Multiple tornadoes claimed lives and destroyed businesses and captured the nation's attention earlier this month. A U.S. Small Business Administration Disaster Loan Outreach Center will open their doors next Monday. SBA representatives will be on hand with information to assist you regarding disaster loans, answer your questions, and assist in completing SBA applications. So applicants may apply online using the electronic loan application through the SBA secure website at disasterloan.sba.gov, or in person. The center will be located at Southern Union State Community College. There you can have your questions answered Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. They're closed on weekends. If you have questions for FEMA, call 1-800-621-3362. Now, the filing deadline to return applications for physical property damage, that is May 6th, and the deadline to return your economic injury applications, that is December 5th. A gruesome discovery in Mobile County as human remains discovered in a burned-out vehicle. The remains were found around 7 p.m. in Grand Bay by Mobile County Sheriff's deputies after a resident who was driving an ATV in a wooded area alerted them. Now, that vehicle was registered to a missing Washington County woman named Terry Sullivan. She went missing back on January 20th. According to the Mobile County Sheriff's Office, the car has, quote, clearly been here at the scene for some time. Sullivan's blood and phone were both found on the same street she lived on after a missing persons report was filed. The Washington County Sheriff's Office, the State Bureau of Investigation, and Mobile Police are all working on this case. At this hour, multiple search warrants have been issued, but no one is in custody. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This information update is brought to you by Mobile Mechanical, your full-line sales and service Quincy compressor distributor, serving the Gulf Coast for over 36 years. Phone 653-6948 for Mobile Mechanical.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Investigators will return to the scene this morning where human remains were found near a burned car in Grand Bay. Deputies tell News 5 the vehicle's license plate matched the plate of a rental car missing nurse Terry Sullivan was driving when she disappeared 2 months ago. Sullivan was last seen leaving her mother's home in Washington County, headed to work at Spring Hill Medical Center in Mobile. Mobile police are investigating a late-night shooting on Courtney Street. Happened just before midnight near Pleasant Valley Road. At this hour, we do not know the victim's condition. A man in Crestview died while in police custody, but not before his bizarre behavior startled a neighborhood.
Someone just flailing through the glass.
Several neighbors woke up early Thursday morning to 28-year-old Keontae McNabb beating on their front doors. He even broke through the glass door of one home. Apparently all started with a 911 call McNabb made, telling dispatchers he needed help and he was going to die. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
At Hardee's, we change deals forever. Deals used to be a way to get rid of the unpopular stuff. Well, Hardee's thinks deals should sell the best stuff for $2.49, which is why this Hardee value serves up a juicy charbroiled bacon double cheeseburger, our hot ham and cheese, or hand-breaded chicken in our Southern-style tender sandwich, each for only $2.49. One day, historians will look back on this Hardee value as a turning point for deal variety and quality. Historians like to make a big deal out of big deals. Hardee's because it tastes better.
Offer available for a limited time after regular breakfast hours at participating Hardee's restaurants. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included.
Back in the day, this was a high-speed internet connection. But times change, and so should the way you bank. PNC Virtual Wallet helps you stay on top of your finances in a digital world. See what you're spending by category. Set up automatic savings with a few simple taps. And see scheduled payments before they hit. Virtual Wallet helps make banking easy. It's time for a change. Now through April 5th, earn up to $300 when you open and use a select new Virtual Wallet product. Simply establish a qualifying direct deposit and make 10 purchases with a PNC Visa debit card. To learn more, visit a branch or go to pnc.com/checking offer. PNC Bank. Make today the day. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and is used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
1 of the Sweet 16 with the 1 seeds moving on and the 2 seeds headed home. 3 SEC teams take the court tonight and baseball is officially back. 7:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In the first night of the Sweet 16, the number 1 seed in the West region, Gonzaga, defeated number 4 seed Florida State 72-58 to move into the Elite 8 for the second time in 3 years. Rui Hachimura scored 17 points to lead the Bulldogs. They'll face number 3 seed Texas Tech tomorrow in the Elite 8 after the Red Raiders beat number 2 seed Michigan 63-44.
The Elite 8 is back, and Texas Tech will for a second consecutive year be a part of it.
Tech held Michigan to 16 points in the first half in a battle of the nation's top two defenses. In the South region, number 3 seed Purdue beat number 2 seed Tennessee 99-94 in overtime, surviving a rally by the Volunteers who were behind by 12 at halftime.
And the Purdue Boilermakers out of the Big Ten headed to the Elite Eight.
Purdue's Carson Edwards continued his hot streak, going 5 of 14 from three-point range and leading his team with 29 points. And Ryan Klein was on fire for the Boilermakers. He hit 7 of 10 threes and scored 27 before fouling out in overtime. Grant Williams and Admiral Schofield led the Vols in scoring with 21 points each. Purdue outscored Tennessee 17-12 in overtime and move on to the Elite Eight for the first time since 2000. The Boilermakers will take on number 1 seed Virginia in the Elite Eight tomorrow after the Cavaliers beat 12 seed Oregon 53-49. Led by Ty Jerome with 13 points, UVA is headed to the Elite Eight for the second time in 4 years. Tonight, the remaining Sweet 16 games will be played with 3 SEC teams in action. The first game starts at 6:09 with the East region's number 3 seed LSU looking to upset the 2 seed Michigan State. The Spartans are favored to win by 6 points. At 6:29 in the Midwest region, the 5 seed Auburn Tigers take on the top seeded North Carolina Tar Heels. Auburn is a 5.5 point underdog to UNC. Of course, you can hear the call from Rod Bramlett and Sonny Smith right here on the Auburn Station, FM Talk 106.5. Pregame show starts at 6, followed by the tip-off at 6:29. At 8:39, the East's top seed Duke plays the number 4 seed Virginia Tech. The Blue Devils are 7-point favorites to win. And at 8:59, Midwest number 2 seed Kentucky takes on 3 seed Houston. The Wildcats are favored by 3. Opening day in the major leagues yesterday with all 30 teams taking the field. Atlanta lost in Philadelphia 10-4 with Phillies ace Aaron Nola picking up the win. Bryce Harper was hitless in his Philadelphia debut, but he was on base from an intentional walk when Rhys Hoskins took Luke Jackson deep for the 4th grand slam of his career.
In the air.
Andrew McCutchen and Mikel Franco also homered for Philly, while Braves designated hitter Matt Joyce hit a 2-run homer for the Braves. The two teams are off today, but they'll continue the series tomorrow at 3 p.m. In other games, the Los Angeles Dodgers hit an opening day record 8 home runs in a 12-5 win over Arizona. Jacob deGrom outdueled Max Scherzer, and the New York Mets beat Washington 2-0. Detroit beat Toronto 2-0 on a 10th inning 2-run homer by Kristen Stewart. Houston beat Tampa 5-1. The Cubs beat the Rangers 12-4. And Milwaukee outfielder Lorenzo Cain robbed a 9th inning home run from Jose Martinez, preserving a Brewers win over St. Louis 5-4.
Deep right center field, Lorenzo Cain.
And to wrap up the night, the Red Sox began their World Series title defense with a loss 12-4 at Seattle. In NFL news, Philadelphia acquired running back Jordan Howard from the Chicago Bears in exchange for a late-round pick in the 2020 draft. The Miami Dolphins traded defensive end Robert Quinn to the Dallas Cowboys for a 2020 sixth-round pick. And the Oakland Raiders signed running back Isaiah Crowell and linebacker Brandon Marshall to one-year contracts. 7:18 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. For parents, the 2017 tax law has a perk, a new expanded child tax credit. You can get up to a $2,000 credit per child under 17, and up to $1,400 is refundable in 2018. There's a catch, though. The personal exemptions taxpayers used to get for each dependent have been eliminated. The child tax credit starts to phase out for married taxpayers who earned $400,000 last year. In the past, it started phasing out for couples earning more than just $110,000. I'm Alexis Leondis, Bloomberg Radio.
There's nothing small about your business. Your passion, your hours, your reputation, it's all huge. Your partnerships, even bigger. With Dell Small Business Technology Advisors, you'll get the tech, advice, and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. Because with reliable Dell PCs with Intel Core processors, you can focus on what matters most, getting business done. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy today. Look for temperatures in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy and warmer, with highs near 80 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on Daru Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy. She's real nice. And get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, it's been a great start so far this morning. A little bit of trace of fog in the Fairhope area, so be careful. But accident-free conditions continue until you get up towards 90 and 98. They've got a hit and run. They're moving out of the roadway. So far, across the Bayway, it looks great. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers. Not working any other accidents. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them online at jubileeroofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
722 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Friday. Just about 10 minutes away from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams and the weekend weather scale. Tomorrow looks fantastic, which, by the way, today starts the Wharf Boat and Yacht Show in beautiful Orange Beach. It starts today, goes through Sunday, the premier boat show on the Gulf Coast with more than $150 million of marine inventory on display. How did they do that? 650 boats on trailers, 150 boats in the water, and the best prices of 2019, plus everything you need for the coastal lifestyle, plus fishing, tackle, seminars, marine accessories, activities for the kids. Come see why the most boats sold each year are at the Wharf Boat and Yacht Show. Starting today, running through Sunday at the Wharf. Tickets online at wharfboatshow.com or check them out on Facebook so you can skip in line and have your tickets when you show up. 723, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A U.S. Army veteran killed in a motorcycle accident in Midtown Mobile. Authorities confirmed 29-year-old Dylan Charles Fisher was on Government Street riding his motorcycle at a high rate of speed when he crashed into the back of a dump truck and then was hit by a second vehicle. Fisher was pronounced dead at the scene. According to family members, Fisher was a U.S. Army veteran and had been deployed to Iraq with the 3rd Infantry Division. A military funeral service is scheduled for this morning at 11 a.m. at the Alabama State Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Spanish Fort. And then at 1 p.m., there'll be a gathering of love at the Pine Rest Funeral Home on Highway 98 in Foley. Flowers and other condolences for the family can be sent to the Pine Rest Funeral Home. Dylan Charles Fisher leaves behind a mother, father, and girlfriend. An Alabama teenager loses his life after falling out of the bed of a pickup truck and then is hit. It's happened in Florida. The Northwest Florida Daily News is reporting that 15-year-old Caden Johnson of Pell City, Alabama, died Tuesday morning on the Clyde B. Wells Bridge, very close to Freeport. The Florida Highway Patrol reports that the truck was crossing the bridge when Johnson fell out and was hit by a vehicle. The car's driver did pull over, but the truck's driver kept going because they had no idea that their passenger had even fallen out of that truck. The driver filed a missing persons report with the Walton County Sheriff's Office when he reached his destination and noticed that Johnson was missing. No charges were immediately reported, though this crash does remain under investigation at this hour. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 725 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Boardings as we are, paring down last night. How many teams played last night?
Eight teams played, so we've had four move into the Elite Eight, and then tonight another eight teams featuring three SEC teams, and we'll have four more move on, then the Elite Eight tomorrow and Sunday.
Yeah, coverage of Auburn Hoops tonight starts at 6 with the pregame and the arbitrary time for the tip, 6:29.
Yeah, man, I don't even know how I made it in this morning with my team being taken out last night.
Yeah, they were had a chance there.
They did. They played an ugly first half, pulled it together in the second half, and then ran out of steam in overtime. But it's all right. It was a fun season.
Well, you can feel better now that nobody's perfect out there. Remember we talked about March Madness brackets and a perfect bracket. The odds were it was quintillions, like one something quintillion.
Way above the Powerball.
Right. You had a lot better chance of winning Powerball than you do having a perfect bracket. Well, get this. There was somebody out there that had, at least until this week, had a perfect bracket. Earlier this week, America found their hero, Greg Nigel, the guy with a perfect March Madness bracket, threw 48 games. Now, fail. Loser. A loser. His bracket finally busted last night when 3-seed Purdue slipped past Tennessee. So if Tennessee would have won, it would have helped him stay perfect. That game last night busted it for Greg Nigel. But he had the perfect bracket after 48. I mean, that was pretty amazing, 48 games. Seriously, Greg's incredible streak of 49 correct selections to start the tournament was amazing. No official bracket has ever gone that far. He beat the previous best of 39 by a whole 10 games. So the previous best bracket was 39.
That's crazy.
He did 49. And by the way, there's no exact math for something like this. First of all, the guy he's a smart guy. Mm-hmm. He's a neurosurgeon.
A neuropsychologist.
Neuropsychologist.
So okay. He can get into the minds of the coaches and players.
But at the same time, there's still the random nature of any given game, right? If every game were a coin toss, the odds of predicting 49 in a row would be 1 in 560. To trillion. So kind of impressive what he did. In addition to owning the longest streak without busting, Greg also has a good chance to finish with the best score of all time.
Mm-hmm.
The best the NCAA has seen up until this year is 54 out of 63 correct guesses. As of last night, Greg is still sitting at 50.
So that's not
54 out of 63. That's amazing.
And he's probably a little more disappointed from the Purdue win last night than I am,
because
he had the perfect bracket. But, you know, I think every year on, I think we're going to see more and more of this as analytic people get smarter and
get
better.
But there's a random nature to it. You can be like, remember you told us before, like the person that knows way too much about basketball can psych themselves out in doing their brackets.
Yeah, the person that knows just kind of middle-of-the-road knowledge is probably best. But I don't know. Some of these models are unbelievable that they run.
Okay. There it is. So if you thought you were doing good in your bracket, no, you weren't. Not compared to this dude. All right. Coming right back, Dr. Bill Williams joins us for the weekend weather scale. We'll check in with News 5. We'll do that next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Human remains found near a burned vehicle are believed to be missing nurse Terry Sullivan. The vehicle was found Thursday in a wooded area off Grand Bay Wilmer Road. The license plate on the car matches the plate on a rental car Sullivan was driving when she disappeared 2 months ago. Sullivan was last seen leaving her mother's home in Washington County, headed to work at Spring Hill Medical Center in Mobile.
It's odd that there's not been more of a discovery made until tonight.
In Northwest Florida, one person was shot when a custody battle turned violent. According to the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, this happened Thursday in Cantonment on Highway 29 and Old Chemstrand Road. Investigators say several people got into a fight and it escalated quickly. A former candidate for the Alabama State House is challenging Governor Ivey's gas tax bill. Tom Fredericks is working with attorneys to challenge the bill. He says the Port of Mobile shouldn't get gas tax dollars because the port is not a road or bridge. State lawmakers argue the Alabama Constitution views navigable waters as public highways. I'm Jessica Taloney, News 5. We'll be right back.
It's tax back refund days on selected Browning safes at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes now until April 15th. Save like never before on Browning closeouts left in stock and receive a 10% rebate from Browning on select models. All Browning safes carry a lifetime replacement warranty against theft and fire, and when you buy a safe from Mike Ward's, you'll receive the utmost in security and a professional staff to deliver your safe right where you want it. That's at Mike Ward's, exit 5B at I-65 and Moffett Road. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
The collusion delusion is over.
At a campaign-style rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan last night, President Trump touting no evidence of collusion between his campaign and the Russian government. British Parliament will vote today on Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit deal for a third time.
The Labour Party have said that they will not be supporting the Prime Minister's deal, as have the Democratic Unionist Party, which prop up Theresa May's government. Whatever happens, it is sure to be dramatic and a fitting end to one of the most turbulent weeks in recent British political history.
Correspondent Bianca Nobilo in London. Pope Francis has issued sweeping new sex abuse legislation covering Vatican personnel and Holy See diplomats. The immediate reporting of abuse allegations to Vatican prosecutors and reporting to police is now required in alleged sex abuse cases. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The World Trade Organization has handed the European Union a victory in a protracted trade battle with the U.S. over plane subsidies given to Boeing, moving the EU closer to imposing potentially large retaliatory tariffs. Delivering final word in a nearly 14-year standoff, a WTO body ruled that Boeing received an illegal U.S. tax break from Washington State that damaged sales by European archrival Airbus. The decision found that Boeing received at least $5 billion in subsidies prohibited under international trade rules. Police officers who encounter shipments of state-certified hemp on the nation's highways are facing a quandary. They can't tell if the plants they're seeing are hemp or marijuana. Truckers are free to haul hemp from state to state after the federal legalization of hemp late last year, but hemp and marijuana look and smell alike, and the only way to distinguish them is by measuring their THC. Officers currently lack the technology to do that testing on the spot. On Wall Street, futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Wow, this week has been a fantastic. Yesterday, another beautiful day.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday, 75 degrees. Normal high is 74. And we started out in the morning down in the mid-40s. And it was a beautiful day. And we got a nice one today. We should get back up to around 75 degrees and a few clouds. We call it partly cloudy. The difference now is that the wind is going to be out of the south, and that's going to bring a little more moisture into the air. Tonight, we'll see mostly cloudy skies at times, and quite a bit warmer tonight with that southeast and southerly wind. Lows tonight will be in the upper 50s. Now, for the weekend, for Saturday, partly cloudy and warmer. could make it to 80 degrees for Saturday afternoon, so it looks good for Saturday. However, clouds will increase Saturday night with a few showers developing as a cold front approaches. That front will get into our area Sunday morning, and we can expect a few showers and possibly a thunderstorm or two, but mostly shower activity. And then on Sunday, quite a bit cooler, only 65 for the high on Sunday compared to around 80 on Saturday. However, clouds will stay around on Sunday, and we'll likely see a few periods of showers through the day, although most of the rain will be during the morning with the frontal passage, but still a few showers as we go through the day, and again, temperatures in the mid-60s. Look for colder temperatures for Sunday night down into the low and mid-40s, and a few showers are possible even over Sunday night. Monday, partly cloudy, a few showers will occur, and we'll stay on the cool side with temperatures in the upper 60s. Finally, Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, we get plenty of sunshine, and we start to warm back up into the 70s.
All right, Dr. Bill, well, big weekend ahead. You've got a chocolate festival, chili cook-off going on. You have a lot of people want to get outside in the yard or go out fishing. I mean, get out and enjoy what has been a run of some beautiful weather along our neck of the woods. So it's time for you to hang a number on this with our semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale. It lies somewhere between 1 and 2, Dr. Bill. What do you say?
Well, Saturday looks like the best day with those temperatures up around 80. But still, even though it's going to cool on Sunday, it's not bad with readings in the 60s. So for the weather scale, a 1.7370.
Okay. So Saturday's a high score. Sunday's brings it down some.
Exactly.
All right, Dr. Bill, thank you so much. We'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
Our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast, exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. Let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
From the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center accidents, now at Dolphin Street and Homer Street. Also Congress in North Lawrence, 2nd Court, and North Joachim Street at Ziegler Boulevard and Shallon Circle North. If you're traveling Dolphin Street and North Sage, you've got another accident without injuries. And again, in Daphne at 90 and 98, another accident heading to the Bayway with about a mile delay. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing available or $5,700 in savings. Model 8377. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new C Spire Business. The industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the 9th-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
All right, 738, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Hey, Alex Naiman on the way with What's Cooking. Plus in the 8 o'clock hour, turning up your voice at 343-0106. Right now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Happening right now, the search continues for a homeless man considered to be a danger to society. According to Mobile Police, 2 weeks ago, Dante Howard was armed when he robbed the Quick Market on Dolphin Street. When the clerk refused to give him any money, he threatened her. She did give him some cash and some cigarettes. He then took off on foot. Police are concerned that Howard may be looking for his next victim since he is looking for cash to survive. He is described as being 25 years old, 5 feet 10 inches tall, and weighing 165 pounds. He was last seen wearing a black jacket and gray pants. He is charged with first-degree robbery. If you have information, call Crime Stoppers at number 251-208-7211. If you are counting down the days until you and your family are set to visit Disney, don't forget the sunscreen, don't forget the sunglasses, but be sure to leave the cigarettes behind. Disney Disney has announced that they are eliminating their smoking areas at their California and Orlando theme and water parks, as well as at the ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex and Downtown Disney in California. So the change kicks in May 1st. The theme park says, quote, Walt Disney World Resort makes updates from time to time, and the removal of smoking areas is intended to provide a more enjoyable experience for everyone who visits. The company says that when they announced the change, they also wanted you to know that smoking areas will be available outside the parks as well as resort hotels in Orlando's Disney Springs. Vaping is also prohibited in the park and only allowed in the designated areas. And get this, if you have a stroller that you use for your baby, well, now there are limits. It's limited to 31 inches wide and 52 inches long, and stroller wagons will be prohibited. Loose or dry ice and coolers also banned. Guests are advised to use reusable ice packs. Be sure to check the Disney website if you have more questions before you visit. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. Looking at the text line here, FM Talk 106.5 text line. David writes, with all the restrictions Disney is putting on, why would anybody want to go there when you have OWA right down the road? David, type like somebody who does not have children. There you go. Why would you want to go? Disney is the decision made by the children. The parents figure out how to facilitate it. You got a long way to go in that one. Yeah, the reason why they still want to go to Disney is that the children don't care about any of those things you just listed. All right, 742 FM Talk 106.5. Y'all say hello to Larry Kirby at LCM. Good morning.
Good Friday morning, Sean. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Hey, let's talk about this. When you feature vehicles from your inventory, people need to go quickly look at them or look at them online because sometimes they're snapped up that day.
Absolutely. And we talked about one particular Z71 truck Wednesday morning. Well, it didn't even make it to the getting online. It didn't make it to 4 o'clock Wednesday afternoon, so...
That's time
to... They go quick.
Yeah, so, I mean, when you hear... Y'all hear Larry talk about a certain vehicle and it's the right vehicle for you, make a plan to go see him during the day. Let's talk about the inventory right now and the end of the month.
We got a tremendous inventory. We're stocking up. Matter of fact, we got in... got in some fresh inventory overnight, so we're getting them all serviced and ready to go today, and we got a great selection of trucks, probably the best selection of trucks we've had in a while. We got cars, we got sport utilities, we got Jeep Wranglers, you know, we got Mercedes, we got BMW... We got it all.
All right. Give us directions to come see you.
Highway 90 West and Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Hey, thanks, Larry.
Thanks, Sean.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM 742. We're coming right back.
Hey, folks. Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. As the active sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile, charged with bringing in sporting events, and unlike certain NFL game officials, we can see what's coming up. Over the first two weekends in April, the Mobile Sports Authority presents the USA Volleyball Gulf Coast Region Championships held at both the Mobile Civic and Convention Centers. With over 100 teams competing, regional qualifiers can advance to the Junior National Championship. For more info, visit GulfCoastVolleyball.org. Go all out. We do.
This information update brought to you by Cart Doctor Street Legal Cart Sale. An overflowing inventory means the best prices of the year, but only through Saturday. Choose from the Icon brand, Tomberlin, and Star. All on sale, only through Saturday at Cart Doctor.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Investigators will return to the scene this morning where human remains were found near a burned car in Grand Bay. Deputies tell News 5 the vehicle's license plate matched the plate of a rental car missing nurse Terry Sullivan was driving when she disappeared 2 months ago. Sullivan was last seen leaving her mother's home in Washington County, headed to work at Spring Hill Medical Center in Mobile. Mobile police are investigating a late-night shooting on Courtney Street, happened just before midnight near Pleasant Valley Road. At this hour, we do not know the victim's condition. A man in Crestview died while in police custody, but not before his bizarre behavior startled a neighborhood.
I saw someone just flailing through the glass.
Several neighbors woke up early Thursday morning to 28-year-old Keontae McNabb beating on their front doors. He even broke through the glass door of one home. Apparently all started with a 911 call McNabb made, telling dispatchers he needed help and he was going to die. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
At Hardee's, we change deals forever. Deals used to be a way to get rid of the unpopular stuff. Well, Hardee's thinks deals should sell the best stuff for $2.49, which is why this Hardee value serves up a juicy charbroiled bacon double cheeseburger, or hot ham and cheese, or ham pan-breaded chicken in our Southern-style tender sandwich, each for only $2.49. One day, historians will look back on this hearty value as a turning point for deal variety and quality. Historians like to make a big deal out of big deals. Hardee's because it tastes better.
Offer available for a limited time after regular breakfast hours at participating Hardee's restaurants. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included.
Night one of the Sweet 16 with the one seeds moving on and the two seeds headed home. Three SEC teams take the court tonight, and baseball is officially back. Quarter till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the first night of the Sweet 16, the number one seed in the West region, Gonzaga, defeated number four seed Florida State 72-58 to move into the Elite Eight for the second time in 3 years. Rui Hachimura scored 17 points to lead the Bulldogs. They'll face number three seed Texas Tech tomorrow in the Elite Eight after the Red Raiders beat number two seed Michigan 63-44.
And that'll do it. The Elite Eight is back, and Texas Tech will for a second consecutive year be a part of it.
Tech held Michigan to 16 points in the first half in a battle of the nation's top two defenses. In the South region, number three seed Purdue beat number two seed Tennessee 99-94 in overtime, surviving a rally by the Volunteers, who were behind by 12 at halftime.
And the Purdue Boilermakers out of the Big Ten head into the Elite Eight.
Purdue's Carson Edwards continued his hot streak, going 5-for-14 from three-point range and leading his team with 29 points. And Ryan Klein was on fire for the Boilermakers. He hit 7-of-10 threes and scored 27 before fouling out in overtime. Purdue's moving on to the Elite Eight for the first time since 2000 and for the first time since head coach Matt Painter took over in 2005. The Boilermakers will take on number one seed Virginia tomorrow in the Elite Eight after the Cavaliers beat 12 seed Oregon 53-49. Led by Ty Jerome with 13 points, UVA is headed to the Elite Eight for the second time in 4 years. Tonight, the remaining Sweet 16 games will be played with three SEC teams in action. The first game starts at 6:09 with the East Region's number three seed LSU looking to upset the number two seed Michigan State Spartans. The Spartans are favored to win by 6 points. At 6:29, in the Midwest region, the fifth-seeded Auburn Tigers take on the top-seeded North Carolina Tar Heels. Auburn is a 5.5-point underdog to UNC. Of course, you can hear the game right here on FM Talk 106.5 with the call from Rod Bramlett and Sonny Smith. Pre-game show starts at 6, followed by that tip-off at 6:29. At 8:39, the East's top seed, Duke, plays the number four seed, Virginia Tech. The Blue Devils are 7-point favorites to win. And at 8:59, Midwest number two seed Kentucky takes on three seed Houston. The Wildcats are favored by 3. Opening day in the major leagues yesterday, with all 30 teams taking the field. Atlanta lost in Philadelphia 10-4, with Phillies ace Aaron Nola picking up the win. Bryce Harper was hitless in his Philadelphia debut, but he was on base from an intentional walk when Reese Hoskins took Luke Jackson deep for the fourth Grand Slam of his career.
In the air to left field. That's there pretty well hit. Going back is Acuna.
Andrew McCutchen and Mikel Franco also homered for Philly, while Braves-designated hitter Matt Joyce hit a two-run homer for the Braves. The two teams are off today, but they'll continue the series tomorrow at 3 p.m. In other games, the Los Angeles Dodgers hit an opening day record 8 home runs in a 12-5 win over Arizona. Jacob deGrom outdueled Max Scherzer, and the New York Mets beat Washington 2-0. Detroit beat Toronto 2-0 on a 10th-inning two-run homer by Kristen Stewart. Houston beat Tampa 5-1. The Cubs beat the Rangers 12-4. And Milwaukee outfielder Lorenzo Cain robbed a 9th-inning home run from Jose Martinez, preserving a Brewers win over St. Louis 5-4.
There's a fly ball hit back in the deep right center field. Lorenzo Cain got it at the wall! Lorenzo Cain to end the game!
And to wrap up the night, the Red Sox began their World Series title defense with a loss. They lost 12-4 at Seattle. 7:49 on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger.
piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the BamaFlooring.com traffic center, working an accident in Daphne, still off of 90 and 98, just in the clearing stages. Dolphin Street and Homer Street in Mobile, Congress in North Lawrence, 2nd Court and North Joachim Street, Ziegler Boulevard and Shallon Circle North, and again, Dolphin Street, North Sage, still got the wreckers on the scene. At Bay City Collision at 740 Lakeside Drive in Mobile, they can help with those dents and dings. Stop by for a free estimate. With over 40 years' experience, Bay City Collision has a highly trained staff. If you've been in an accident, trust Bay City Collision. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy today. Look for temperatures in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy and warmer with highs near 80 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
751 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. You know, I was talking about all the cool activities this weekend. We got the weekend weather scale from Dr. Bill. You got chili cook-off. Of course, you got the chocolate festival. You have the Native American festival down on Dolphin Island. That gets started at 9 tomorrow morning. We'll talk more about that coming up next hour. Alec Naiman joins us shortly for What's Cooking. Now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Let's talk food this morning. If you love Mellow Mushroom, you will need to find a new location to enjoy their food, as the last day at the Midtown Mobile location at the Loop is this Sunday. The general manager says this move was made due to economic and competitive factors. And when it comes to current employees, the GM says, quote, "The biggest relief to me is that we're finding positions for most of them at other stores." Other Mellow Mushroom stores in the region include restaurants on Schillinger Road in West Mobile, Old Shell Road near the University of South Alabama campus, and in Baldwin County. If your go-to social media platform is Twitter, do not get locked out of your own account thanks to a not-so-funny social media prank, which has gone viral. Here's how it works. A message going around this week encourages users to change your birth date in your profile to 2007. When you do that, you tell Twitter that you're 12 years old, and then you're promised to have a colorful background updated when it comes to your Twitter timeline. But according to the real Twitter, the following tweet was posted, quote, "We've noticed a prank trying to get people to change their Twitter birthday in their profile to 2007 to unlock new color schemes. Please don't do this. You'll get locked out for being under 13 years old." Twitter's policies, well, those require users to be at least 13 years of age. If you did try the prank out and lost access to your account, go ahead and try to log in and then follow the prompts for inputting an incorrect birthday. You can also fill out a form online as well for assistance. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 753 FM Talk 106.5. It is a Friday, so we ask the age-old, if not at least, you know, years-old question, what's cooking, of this man, Alec Naiman. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I thought you were making fun of my age.
I would do nothing of the sort, especially when you're bringing us food. So let's talk about this. Well, what are we cooking this morning?
Well, man, I said let's go fishing, you know.
I like that.
Let's catch some of that my stuff, you know. And, I like nice big old fillet, like big, thick, fat steak of my, you know.
Yeah, me too.
So I like that.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
And listen, I just season a little bit with a little olive oil and lemon juice and salt and pepper and get it all ready for the grill. And because I'm just going to grill it for a little while, you know. But in the meantime, I make like this sautéed spinach and tomato and onion kind of thing, and I serve it over the top. So I sauté down a little bit of, I actually throw some bacon in there, and I crisp up the bacon, and then I throw some onions in there and the garlic, and then I toss in some tomatoes. And by the time they just about start to break, just a little bit, I throw in the spinach, and I let it reduce down to it wilts a little bit, and I put a little salt and pepper and a tad of lemon juice on it. And the mayo ought to be coming off the grill about that time, and then I top it with my little spinach topping, and we eat it like that. And I like to serve that with like a yellow rice or saffron rice of some kind, you know. It's really, really good stuff. Fast, easy. Fix that meal in 10 or 15 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying. Or we'll talk in a second about having you fix that meal for me in 10 or 15 minutes. You get a pro tip here. You got a cooking hack for people with fish. If they're putting fish on the grill, if they're cooking fish in the oven, what's the biggest danger when cooking fish? What is it? Do you overcook? How do you know? How do you make it right?
Well, I mean, there's two things. If the fish is a flaky fish, you know, it's tough to grill it on a real grill, on a char griller. Sometimes you got to make like a little flat top griddle. You know, if you've got a little griddle thing you can put on the grill, if you like snapper, sometimes snapper will stick and grouper will stick and stuff like that. So I always spray it real good with my Pam, you know, and if I'm worried a little bit about it, then I put my griddle on the grill and let it get hot, and then I just sear it like that, you know. But you can actually char grill Mai really, really well. And it doesn't stick. But sometimes I'll wrap snapper and different fish like that in some foil, you know, and I put all my seasonings and my juices in the foil, and I let it sit on there and cook on the grill in the foil. And that works out pretty good, too.
That's good advice and good tips. Now let's talk about getting y'all to come out and cook that fish or any of the hundreds of recipes y'all are cooking with Naaman's Catering. How do we get in touch?
Well, listen, you know, we got our Easter packages out there. So if you're going to cook at home on Easter, we've got the spiral sliced hams and the pork loin roast and the prime ribs or whatever you want to have. And we can fix your whole meal for you, make it easy. We make you bake kind of thing. Got the chocolate festival tomorrow out at the fairgrounds. Come on, get you some chocolate martinis, some chocolate covered strawberries, just chocolate, chocolate, chocolate tomorrow. It's on behalf of the Penelope House. Come out and support us there. But listen, call us at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at namiscatering.com. You're planning an after rehearsal or wedding or corporate lunch or breakfast for your meetings or any kind of little, just any kind of fun thing. All right, don't have to even be fun. I'll come out there even if it ain't any fun. All right, you call me 473-3900.
All right, it's Alec Naaman and What's Cooking. Hey, speaking of the Chocolate Festival, too, got some tickets to give away next hour to that, so stay close. We'll be right back.